Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station, it sounds like Madtown, is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. This is entitled Hell to the No Hump Day. Stories of times in your life when you were just like, oh, hell no, I am not doing this. It could be big or it could be small. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to. Some people ask, well, I don't have any crazy, crazy stories. It could be something tiny like this. I got one here for you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was at Bad Apple Tattoo. Jeremy was doing some work as I'm continuing my whole right arm
sleeve
excursion. And at this point, he's putting a little speaker on the inside of my arm.
Oh, I see some fresh dark ink. Oh, look at that thing. That looks awesome.
There's
by the way.
A speaker there.
Yeah, I see that.
But it's on the very inside. So imagine you're holding your arm up. It's where your bicep, not on the top, but on the inside. And let me just
where
tell
all
you
your
something.
Nerves are?
Let me just tell you something. Huh. I know there are guys that say, I fall asleep during tattoos. This tattoo hurt so much, I almost started crying. It was the worst pain that I have ever felt getting a tattoo. And I don't mind saying that.
Yes.
And so as soon as he started working on the inside of my arm, and by the way, this is not a small tattoo.
This
took about 2.5 hours. And the whole time, you know what I was doing? I was saying,
Hell no.
No.
But you did.
I did. I sat through it. But let me tell you something. I was not excited about it. I mean, I'm totally excited about the work because Jeremy's amazing over at Bad Apple Tattoo. But anybody that tells you that part doesn't hurt them, they are lying to you. That hurt like a mother.
Aww.
So, but anyway.
I'm glad. I'm glad that helped you out, though.
But it didn't help me out. Not even close to helping
your
me.
Your arm.
It hurts.
Your arm looks phenomenal.
Yeah,
though.
Well, that part is good.
Yeah.
It's a Hell to the No Hump Day. Let's get to Ashley this morning. Hey, Ash.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good, girl. So give me a Hell to the No story.
Well, every day I take the kids to school, and I always, and they're in middle school. I won't say which school, but I sit outside and I wait for them for the bell to ring so that they can go in. And all these kids gathered around over by my vehicle, and they all, two of them just started boxing. I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh.
And I jumped out of my truck, and I broke that up
before
even the teachers knew it.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
You saved the day.
Yeah. You stepped right in there. So were they play boxing, or was it kind of like
no,
a fight?
No, it was for real.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. But I was like, no, we are in middle school. We do not need to box each other.
Well,
that's
so,
okay.
So far, I bet they're like, whose mom is that? Jeez, boy, she got right out and just took control of it.
Yeah, my son was a little embarrassed, but I did not care. I was like, hell no.
Get away from my car.
Oh, my gosh, that is fantastic. That is great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great day, guys.
You too, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Oh, my gosh, I love that story. That is the best. Boy, that moms do not play games.
I would die. I think I'd probably laugh.
Moms do not.
No.
Okay, they're not. We're not doing this, is what she
said.
We're
not doing not now.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get to Max this morning. What's up, Max?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
It's a Hell to the No Hump Day, so stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, all right. So I was at my favorite coffee shop in Madison, and I had my drink order. The place was full, though. But there was one seat, like, across from this dude on his laptop. So I go over and I ask, hey, can I sit down? And he stands up and just starts, like, yelling at me and just, like, berating me and, like, telling me, like, I'm so important. You don't know who I am. Why you want to sit across from me? Don't you talk to me. Don't you interrupt me in my work day. And the whole time he's yelling at me, I just can hear the porn playing from his laptop.
The porn? Are you serious?
Yeah, like just like porn, like the sounds of porn. Just
yeah.
Like porn.
Wow. He's just porning it up right in the coffee.
Yes. Wow.
Well, who was he? Was he like some local celebrity or something?
Porn star?
Yeah, he's a well-dressed middle-aged man. I don't know why he needed to be looking at porn in a full coffee shop. But that's thing,
so
I guess.
Awkward. You probably interrupted his moment.
Oh, you did.
His time.
And you know what he said.
Yes.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how long it took me to get this?
2 minutes.
Yes, honey, 2 minutes.
Thanks for calling, brother. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
That's have a crazy take care. Story. Like, yeah. Really? What?
Porn on the old coffee shop?
Oh, my gosh. Mine's not too crazy, but I, of course, this morning I let my dog Kaya out to go pee, and lo and behold, my cat Crunchy slithered on by and got out of my house.
Crunchy's like, what? The door's open? Let me get out.
Yeah. Later, bro. I was like, oh, no, no, no. I said, fine. You go outside, Crunchy. You want to get hit? That's on you. That is on you, little man.
Putting on an animal that has no idea what it's
no
doing.
No idea. But then, of course, I'm like, gosh, how can I get him back? And then I grab the kitty treats, and I'm like outside in the dark with my bag. I'm like, come on, Crunchy. Come on.
You were doing that at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I did, where no one was up. No one was alive. But he came back. But I was like, oh, hell no. You do that to me again. You're staying outside next time.
Just stay outside. 321-0931. We put it out on social media. This is from Ricardo off of Facebook. He says, now that it's spring, my allergies have been acting up like a mother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just sneezing left and right. I answered the door the other day for an Amazon delivery. And as I was opening the door, I sneezed. And I broke my nose on the door.
Stop.
Blood gushed out all over the poor UPS guy. Oh, man. That guy's like, oh, man, I just want to deliver packages here, guys.
Allergies is the devil's work. It really is.
The devil's
work.
It is.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't hate anything, and I hate that.
Let's get to Allison this morning. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not too much. It's a hell to the no hump day. What is your story for us?
So the other day, I get this text message from my husband, which was clearly not meant for me. And it said, the best thing about being married is my wife is a drunk and a lying biatch.
Oh,
I was like,
hell no.
No.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. What, is this the first time that you've, I mean, he's obviously been with somebody else, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you confront him?
Oh, yeah.
Really? What do you say?
He's been very quiet at our house.
Wow, what a horrible thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, that's just crazy.
That's just not... I'm sorry, love.
Yeah. Well...
Hell no.
Yeah, no. Hell no. Double hell no for that one. It's unbelievable. Well, we love you.
And,
Oh, I love you, guys.
Have a good day, hon.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Man, well, that's
so
not good
mean.
At all. No, that is mean.
I don't get that.
Let's get to Curtis this morning. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
So it's a hell to the no hump day. What is your story for us here when you were like, oh, hell no?
My hell to the no story today is... when I have to stay at a green light because people keep going through the red light.
Ugh, that's the worst. Where are you? Where is this happening?
Mm-hmm. This is happening on the east side of Madison.
East, okay, yeah.
I probably about nine times in the last 2 days.
Yeah, so what I love when people, the yellow light is happening, you know you're not going to be able to make it. You're still like 64 yards.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it.
And then all of a sudden it's red and boom, 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 three more people go by. You're like, dude, come on. Hell no.
Hell no.
You're going to kill somebody around here. Are you on a bicycle or are you in a car?
I was in a car.
Yeah. Well, just be careful. Look both ways.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, brother, take care.
Look both ways. Yeah. Very
That's
good.
What I always do.
That's
man.
Right.
Let's get to... who is this, Jenny?
Yes.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Jenny.
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing real good. Thanks for calling us today. It's a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no. What is yours?
Yeah. So basically, my boyfriend has started spending the night recently. Like, occasionally he'll come over and spend the night. And like 2 days ago, he spent the night. And in the middle of the night, I feel something wet. And I kind of lifted up the sheets. And he had very obviously wet the bed. And in the morning, neither of us really said anything.
Maybe he thought it was you.
You?
Yeah. So basically, I'm like just pretty nervous because he wants to spend the night again tonight. And I'm like,
Hell no.
Oh, man. So, I mean, was he out drinking? Because sometimes that's an excuse for people.
That's true.
I mean, we had had like 2 beers, but that's like not. I don't know.
I'm going to need you never to come back to my house again.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was a one time. Just try it again tonight and see what happens.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay.
Let us know tomorrow. Yeah. I want to know how this is going to end.
We'll do.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, that's
funny. It's funny.
Let's get to Emily. Hey, Em.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. So what is your Hell to the No Hump Day story for us?
Last week, I had to babysit for these three little boys, and so I had to get them up early and take them to school, and so I'm going to wake up the two youngest ones, and I'm like, all right, time to get dressed, and the one little boy, there's two Hell No moments in this story. He first of all takes his pull-up and throws it at me.
His pull-up.
And then I'm like, you need to get dressed right now. And he's running around the room naked. And he's like, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to pee on the floor. Pees on the floor.
Oh, take that.
Pees on the floor of his bedroom.
Oh.
That's right.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That is crazy.
He's like, kiss me.
That was the last time I babysat for them.
Yeah, we're done.
How'd you explain that to the mom? Hey, there might be urine on the carpet, not from the dog. But
I mean, I had to clean it up, so that was cool.
Maybe it was from the girl's boyfriend, the call before, Pete, on your floor.
Yeah, maybe I heard that. Yeah, that's
the one, too. You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. Every Wednesday at 6:40 and 8:40, we do Miss Connections.
Yes.
These are people that connect, but not in real life. They do it on the internet.
We can't talk to each other. No. We just stare.
We stare.
Creepily.
And then we run to the keyboard and we type out our fantasies. And then Marco and Krista read them every Wednesday. Real Miss Connections from real people right here in Madison. I will go first.
Okay.
These are real. We're going to read them word for word. I have a couple misspellings in mind, so I want you to know.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Men for women. This is called Thanks for Doing My Makeup. At first, I thought it was weird. We forgot the tea. That you wanted me to dress up like a woman before we had sex. But now I get why. I'm not officially as freaky as you. The sex was both mind-blowing and life-changing.
Oh, jeez.
You said what first drew you to me was my long hair and feminine cheekbones. At first, I was offended. But after you said you wanted me, I changed my mind.
I changed it?
Changed.
Yes.
My mind.
Yep.
You told me you wanted to put some makeup on me, and of course, since you were naked, I said yes. A little lipstick and some mascara later, and I was a sexy lady. Well, a sexy lady with a monster bleep.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Bing. I can't wait to find you again. I actually got my own makeup this time. It'll look really sexy on me.
What is going on with this?
Even if you don't want to meet again, could you do me a favor? And delete those photos. I would appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a pretty girl.
Yes, but he doesn't want his friends knowing.
No.
No, he doesn't.
No. All right, so this one is Women for Men, and it is titled Mr. Sloppy Tongue.
Sloppy Tongue.
Your shirt was barely containing your muscles when we saw each other at the ice cream shop. I saw you licking your ice cream cone.
Oh, boy.
Some kind of cookie dough ice cream. Your tongue is so wide and dripping with saliva.
Goodness.
I was transfixed on that bad boy. I want you to take that tongue and think of me as your ice cream cone.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your wife seemed a little upset that you were getting a double scoop rather than a single scoop. It looks like you're a rebel.
Oh.
She doesn't have to know. It can just be me, you, me and that tongue. Between my sheets. I know you want me.
Wow.
You were staring at my boobies.
Of course.
So Mr. Slappy Pants, Mr. Slappy Tongue, call me and I'll be your sweet treat.
Wow. Yes. That never happens to me at the ice cream store.
No.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.
If you need something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.